This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKinney. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages through the country at an unrelenting pace. Hospitals have converted parking garages, chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms into patient rooms, and fatigue is setting in among a beleaguered workforce of medical workers. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, more than 76,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. German police unleashed water cannon on Wednesday in an effort to scatter thousands of protesters angry over plans to empower Chancellor Angela Merkel's government to enforce restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Protesters near Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate threw bottles at police and set off smoke bombs, witnesses reported. Riot police detained some protesters while firing volleys of water and urging crowds by loudspeaker to disperse. Demonstrators were fuming about legislation due to be passed by Parliament that could allow the federal government to impose curbs on social contact, rules on mask wearing, drinking alcohol in public, shutting shops, and stopping sporting events. Although many Germans accept the latest lockdown light to tackle a second wave of coronavirus, the critics say the law gives the national government too much power and endangers citizens' civil rights without the approval of Parliament. A newly released Australian military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Australian Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell said Thursday the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill. This is VOA News. Projected President-elect Joe Biden is close to winning more than 80 million votes in his campaign. Biden's total continues to rise as Democratic strongholds like California and New York process their remaining ballots. He will likely have won the White House by a greater margin than any other president this century other than Barack Obama in 2008. Biden is also on track to win the Electoral College with the same 306 votes that U.S. President Donald Trump described as a landslide victory in his own 2016 race. The United States Wednesday dropped the high-profile drug trafficking and money laundering case against a former Mexican defense secretary, an extraordinary reversal that followed an intense pressure campaign from Mexico. The full scope of Mexico's pressure was not clear, and officials were vague about what led them to drop the charges in a case they celebrated as a major breakthrough just last month when federal agents nabbed retired General Salvador Cienfuegos in Los Angeles. Two officials, one Mexican and one American, said Mexico's tactics involved threatening to expel the Drug Enforcement Administration's regional director and agents unless the U.S. dropped the case. But they said that was only part of the negotiation. They would not elaborate. Israel said that it launched airstrikes against a number of Syrian army and Iranian Quds Force targets in Syria on Wednesday after explosive devices were planted in the Israeli-held Golan Heights. A video distributed by the Israeli Defense Force showed army forces uncovering the devices on Tuesday. The Syrian state news agency reported that three military personnel were killed and one was wounded in what is called Israeli aggression. Now, recapping some of our top stories, conditions inside the United States hospitals continue to deteriorate by the day as coronavirus rages through the country at an unrelenting pace. Hospitals say that they have converted parking garages, chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, and more into patient rooms, and fatigue is now setting in among a beleaguered workforce of beleaguered workers. And German police unleashed water cannon Wednesday in an effort to scatter thousands of protesters angry over plans to empower Chancellor Angela Merkel's government to enforce restrictions to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Many Germans do accept the latest lockdown light to tackle the second wave of the virus, but some say that the law gives the national government too much power and endangers citizens' rights without the approval of Parliament. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.